I just want to say, I know sometimes my comedy is a bit negative, so I thought it'd be fun to end on a story of happiness, and I want to tell you the story about the happiest moment from my pandemic. So here it is. So something you don't know about me, I love golf. I've always loved golf since I was a kid. And when I was 16 years old, I was playing in my local club championship. And I was paired with my high school bully. He also loved golf and was really good at it. I was all right. On every hole, this guy threw my clubs out of my bag, called me horrible names. He just hit me randomly. On the ninth hole, he told me I had to hit my ball. I said, there's people up there, I'll hit them. He said, you can't hit it that far. So I was forced to hit my ball. And I gotta tell you, I've never felt more proud and ashamed than when I hit a pregnant woman in the back with a golf ball. But I hated this guy. And he wanted to be a professional golfer. And he was really good. I wanted to be a comedian. And I thought, I'm doing that. I wonder if this guy ever did what he wanted to do. So I Google him, as you do, and I found out what he's up to, and it was good. He's running a driving range. And for those of you not in the golf world, that's the lowest of the low. But that's not why I'm telling you this story. The reason I'm telling you this story is because what I found out a couple hours later when I got a message from an old friend. When I found out that my homophobic high school bully is doing so badly in his golf career that now he shows his feet to men on the internet while they masturbate. And before I go, I gotta tell you that when I read that, I came. You guys have been amazing. Thank you very much. Have a good night.